story continued here, mass formation. It's interesting, he's talking here, we are still in that video. That people in a normal, healthy group situation, people connect to each other because they like each other and they, you know, share something, similarities, whatever, common interest. In a mass formation situation, it's different. It's not that these people connect to each other. They connect to the collective idea. So they love that idea that they have in common, so to speak, that is there among them. And that idea may involve, you know, some person there on top who spreads that idea and tells them everything will be fine if you follow me or something. But it's not that they love each other or care about each other. They love that idea, that collective idea. And it's very powerful and can be very destructive, because that's why you find that in such, when this effect has kicked in a society, mothers can report their own children to the government for being not loyal to the government or something like that. I mean, Cultural Revolution, I think you find that, or found that. And he says, it's, you know, you got loneliness and you got anxiety based on, you know, I would say existential anxiety, that's very difficult to identify where it comes from. And these emotional, psychological needs of belonging, of having a meaning, having an enemy who is the cause of all your anxiety and the problems that we should now fight, then, you know, we feel better, then there's hope. It's very powerful, and you use that in propaganda. Yep. What to do about this mass formation, which now is, and this is the discussion here, threatening to bring Europe into war with Russia. Very practical problem here. And he says, Matthias Desmet, that the solution is the truth. And of course he brings up that the materialism tells us when it came then, and it's still ruling, that the universe is simply a big machine and we are little machines and we're just meant to survive. So speaking the truth is just dangerous and can be counterproductive to that survival. So the truth is not, well, it's not important, but not even beneficial to our survival. So therefore, we should rather speak and say and do that which serves the purpose. Namely, that my survival, my success, my enjoyment. And who cares about the truth? And I believe there is something to that. Again, put this somewhere on into the story, I don't know. I mean, now I'm starting to slip into the story instead of Priya, but I guess we could put it into Priya also. Priya story thing here. But then he spoke about loneliness and I could analyze it from my perspective that I learned. That is lack of meaning, lack of actual satisfaction and happiness. But it's impersonalism. Because, well, we are not persons, we are just machines, right? Meant to survive or to uphold our existence. So that kind of alienates the members of such a society. And yes, the truth. But what is the truth? I mean, it was now again in the rationalist outlook here that, you know, we should just look at things with our eyes and think with our brains. And then add up all the observations and thoughts and theories into something that we can declare the truth. But it's just something in our minds. So I would say that just from the top of my head at least, that what we're seeing here, and even this, you know, mass formation problem caused then, as he says, by loneliness, but also with the advent of mass media, well, could be also a result of losing our relationship with God. Then someone would say, but come on, mass formation is as probably the most powerful going on in religious groups. Which is true, of course. But maybe because they have taken up a bit, I'm just speculating now, that materialistic approach. Rather than the personalist approach, meaning that here I am, and here are my fellow living beings, not just humans, but the animals and the plants and all of us who live. And we are all children of God, raised from God, and we are in that way, are connected. Again, by that very outlook, there's less feeling of loneliness, right? I'm not just a lonely spark of temporary consciousness floating around somewhere in the big ultimate nothingness or empty space. But here we are. I mean, the cosmos is a cosmic community of all of us who live with God, Goddess and God at the center. And it's not just a matter then, the truth, absolute truth, it's not just a matter of a collective idea that we shall then serve. But it's a truth, an understanding of ourselves and each other and the world, which is individualistic at the same time as it's collective, because we see, you know, here am I and I live my life, but I have relations to the others, and God is the one that is, or through whom all these relations are there, are connected. So in that way, I can be myself, I can have my own opinion, my own life, my own freedom, and so can you. But still, although we are different, we have something very, very deep and basic and universal and completely fundamental that connects us. And it's not a common enemy, you know, such as the devil or the people with another religion or faith, or who haven't understood the absolute truth. I don't know, something along that line, and we can try and get this into discussion there somewhere.